Tell you what we know about that right after Fox News. Local news at 7:05.
The presidential campaign gets trashed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Former President Trump got inside that in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then wore a reflective worker's vest on stage, telling supporters they're not garbage, after President Biden's comments on Tuesday.
And we know it's what they believe, because look how they've treated you. They've treated you like garbage, frankly. They've treated you like garbage. You know what? The truth is they've treated our whole country like garbage.
Now, Vice President Harris also rallied in Wisconsin last night, saying in Madison,
we know who Donald Trump is. This is not someone who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge.
There were also dueling Trump-Harris rallies in North Carolina, and the vice president also went to Pennsylvania, where a new Fox News poll shows the race tied among likely voters, including third-party candidates. Harris is up by 2 points in Michigan. Trump leads by two in North Carolina. And both will campaign today in two other toss-up states, Arizona and Nevada. More than 58 million Americans have already voted early. Now back to President Biden calling Trump supporters garbage on Tuesday. The White House insists he didn't mean that. Here's Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I think it's really important that you have a president that cares about clarifying what they said.
The president maintains he was only referring to a Trump supporter, the comedian who caused controversy at Sunday's New York City rally, calling Puerto Rico garbage. Big celebrations in Los Angeles after the Dodgers won the World Series.
Dodgers! They locked in. Amazing game.
Oh, it was amazing.
Now, some of that celebrating got violent in L.A. A bus was set on fire. Some stores were broken into and looted after the Dodgers beat the Yankees in New York. There'll be a parade tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green?
Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Five people are dead in northern Israel, hit by a Hezbollah rocket attack, as Israel and those Iran-backed militants keep battling on both sides of the Lebanon border. But the talks continue in the Middle East to stop the war in Gaza and the fighting in Lebanon.
On Wednesday, the new leader of Hezbollah, Naim Qassem, spoke for the first time since being appointed to Secretary General. Now, Qassem said he would continue fighting Israel, but he did appear open to a possible ceasefire agreement under the right conditions. The former deputy head of the late Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah also took a chance to make an open incitement against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whose house was targeted earlier this month with a Hezbollah drone. Qassem said he survived this time, but perhaps he would be killed by someone in Israel.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. North Korea has launched another missile test condemned by the U.S. and South Korea and Japan, who have said this was a test of a new intercontinental ballistic missile that's far-reaching. And North Korea's leader again said he is bolstering his nuclear forces. We'll get an inflation update later this hour, a gauge of consumer prices the Federal Reserve tracks closely as it considers another interest rate cut. On Wall Street, ahead of that report, a stock sell-off is brewing. Dow futures down about 200 points the day after the NASDAQ fell from its record high. Back to the World Series now. Here's how the Dodgers won it last night.
L.A. pulled off the largest comeback in a World Series clinching game to claim the eighth championship in franchise history. The Dodgers defeated the New York Yankees 7-6 in Game 5 after trailing 5-0. L.A. benefited from two Yankee errors and some mental mistakes to score five unearned runs in that fifth inning. Freddie Freeman and Teoscar Hernandez each delivered two-run base hits in the fifth. L.A. then took the lead for good on a Mookie Betts sacrifice fly in the eighth. Bob Mortally, Fox News.
Freddie Freeman was named the World Series MVP The Dodger had a record-tying 12 runs batted in. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning, 7:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 75 in Pensacola this morning. Starting out, let's get a check on our traffic on the fives with Bobby Rossi.
Yeah, this traffic update is brought to you by us, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The only major slowdown I'm seeing right now is going into the west gate of NES Pensacola. Bayou Grande is 11 miles an hour. Murray Road, about 11. And Sinton Circle, also about 11 miles an hour. We're starting to get some regular slowdowns in your other areas, but nothing major right now that's abnormal. We'll let you know more. But if you see anything, text us, 850-437-1620. David?
Thank you very much, Bobby. Well, the countdown to NAS Pensacola's homecoming air show continues. Now, NAS Pensacola will be closed to the public today. They've got STEM students. They're going to be coming on board and watching the both the Blue Angels and the Air Force Thunderbirds as they do practice air shows ahead of that homecoming air show tomorrow. The homecoming air show does happen both Friday and Saturday. Big crowds expected. They'll have both gates open on both days. Starting at 8 a.m. And remember, no coolers, no weapons, no umbrellas. You can take a chair with you to watch that. If you're driving around Pensacola, you'll probably see city workers putting red light cameras up at some intersections. Now, that work is expected to start soon, the first at 9th Avenue and Fairfield Drive. When it's all said and done, a total of five intersections are getting cameras.
The goal, this is not a revenue driver. This is to stop people getting hurt or killed at these intersections. So we're not in a rush to go start, you know, writing people tickets. But I am in a rush to stop having people get hurt and killed at our intersection.
And that's Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. There's no word yet on when those cameras will be activated. A canine officer in Escambia County, Alabama, has died after being left in a hot vehicle. The deputy in charge of that dog has been fired after an investigation. The sheriff's office said it happened October 11th. The deputy had reportedly finished a night shift and left the dog in the vehicle. The dog was dead by the time the officer woke up the next day. An investigation is ongoing. Officials say that will be presented to a grand jury for further review. Neither the deputy nor the canine have been identified. Today, one of the spookiest days of the year. It's Halloween. That means kids will be out trick-or-treating tonight. A few safety tips from the Escambia Sheriff's Office. Be careful if you're driving. As kids are going to be out walking. Make sure your kids are out in reflective costumes and carrying flashlights if possible. And Sheriff Simmons also says, if you're driving tonight, it'd be a good night to have somebody spot you as you back up.
Like if you're backing from a driveway, because I seem to recall about a month ago there was some this horrific story about a parent that backed over their own child, and that happens a couple times a year, unfortunately. I told them, some people I was talking to earlier, that if you can, have a spotter out there, have someone out there. If you're going to do it any day of the year, do it on Halloween. To make sure that these children are safe, because, again, that is certainly a tragedy that no one wants.
And as for the Escambia Sheriff's Office, they're celebrating Halloween with the Howl-Loween canine costume contest. Now, the voting did end yesterday on that, but they are going to be announcing the winner of the canine costume contest later today. And you can still see the photo of the dogs in their costumes. That's on the Escambia Sheriff's Office Facebook page. 7:08 at News Radio 92.3. Your next news at 7:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Judge with the home run manages to give the Yankees the lead in the bottom of the first inning, 2-0. I think that was his first home run of the World Series. You know, they've kind of been waiting and waiting and waiting, and when is he going to come through for them? And he finally did. But what the judge giveth, the judge can take away.
The heating up Judge, who settles under this ball, but then drops it. Can Hernandez get to the bag before the throw? He does.
You ever watch a kid playing, you know, peewee ball or little league or just t-ball even or something like that, and the ball comes to him, they're like, I got it, oh, I don't have it. That's what it looked like with Aaron Judge. That error led to an inning in which the Dodgers picked up not just one, not just two, three, four, five runs and tied it 5-5 in the fifth inning. You know, Freddie Freeman getting a single, Teoscar Hernandez getting a double up against the wall. And, you know, the Yankees went back up 6-5 in, I think it was in the sixth inning. But then the Dodgers clawed back again with a sack fly to tie it. And this was the game winner.
Cracked in the air to deep center field. Judge retreats. He'll make the grab, but the Dodgers have come all the way back and taken the lead in game five. From down 5-0 to ahead 7-6 in the most preposterous way.
Ridiculous. But they did come back and win, so congratulations. I hate to say it out loud, but to the Los Angeles Dodgers winning the World Series in five games last night. Oh, by the way, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but you know, in the previous game, did you happen to see the play where the fans tried to steal the ball out of Mookie Betts' mitt in right field? This was insane.
Pitch, not afraid to throw. Fly right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference.
Correct call.
He had the home run turn into a double back at Dodger Stadium. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there.
Fan number one, doofus number one, criminal number one. Because it's a battery. I mean, they're assaulting him at this point. Anyway, Doofus 1 is trying to grab the ball out and maybe even the whole mitt. And Doofus 2 grabs Mookie Betts' arm and holds him up and is helping his buddy trying to get the... Like, what they thought was going to happen here, I don't even understand. But apparently they had this conversation before. They're season ticket holders. Surprise. At a World Series, of course, they'd be season ticket holders because that's who gets the primo seats. They had this conversation over beers one day before. Like, what would we do if we had a chance to interfere? Dummy. It benefits the team. By the way, Mookie Betts had made the catch anyway. So, yeah, the only good news about that story is they got thrown out and banned for the World Series. No word yet on whether a lifetime ban. They should. But then the Yankees gave those tickets to a sick kid and his family. That's a pretty good outcome. Of course, it didn't help him win the World Series. And I love the meme that I've seen on social media just this morning is Yankees couldn't pry the championship out of the Dodgers' hands. And it's a picture of Mookie Betts with his glove up and the World Series championship trophy in his hand instead of, it's pretty clever. I like that. 7:14 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Did you go out? Did you wait? Did you try to catch yesterday the Super Delta with the Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels?
We are 28 miles west, setting up the Super Delta. Easy right. Take a little power.
I always love listening to the chatter. It's so interesting as you had Boss Armitage, Captain Alex Armitage, the number one pilot, the
the commanding officer for the U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, your Blue Angels. I'll be out there talking to them today at the base because we have media day. No public today, by the way, but, you know, media day. And they've got kids coming on board for some STEM stuff. It's really cool. So, yeah, it was neat because Blue Angels Airshow Information, which is an unofficial channel, was carrying the radio chatter, and they're a great source of information about the Blue Angels, by the way, on Facebook. But they were carrying the radio chatter, so you could, we didn't know what time, we didn't know what direction, we didn't know where they were going to start. I live up near the I-10-110 intersection, kind of roughly, so I'm usually the early warning radar when they're coming home. I see them first over my house, you know, like Sarah Palin. I see them first over my, I know that drives you crazy, Bobby, sorry. Anyway, Bobby hates that misquote.
You mean like Tina Fey?
Yeah, Tina Fey. Exactly. So I see them first, and I didn't know if they were going to come that far north. Well, we, you know, heard some of the radio chatter, which helped, and we saw people massed out at the beach on Palafox.
It's a flight of 13, 7 miles south, setting up for the flat pass to 7 right, followed by the pub.
Yeah, the pitch-up break, just talking about how they were going to merge with the Blue Angels. And that's the cadence that they go through because they're just not set up to work together this way. So they're setting up the Super Delta. What happened, I'll tell you in a second. Bobby Ross is sitting in for John Pickens this morning with traffic on the fives. Bobby?
Yeah, I've got slowdowns over the west gate of NES Pensacola. I'm getting an average speed limit of 9 miles an hour now going into the NES Pensacola. Also slowdowns over on I-10 East by Pine Forest and Pensacola Boulevard. It's down about 33, 35 miles an hour. Heading on I-10 East right now. Other than that, everything else is your normal slowdowns that you'd normally get.
All right, Bobby, thanks so much for the update. 716 on News Radio 92.3. So you heard the boss calling to try to get organized with the Thunderbirds joining them. They were, based on what I had seen on social media, they were circling the Perdido area, and people kept in Orange Beach and waiting for the Thunderbirds to join up, which they did eventually, and they did the Super Delta flyby with the 6 Delta Blue Angels in the lead and then 3 on each side trailing out wings, basically like a giant, looks like a giant B-2 bomber, really, in formation with a couple of other planes in tow because they're doing filming for the public affairs office and whatever, but they buzzed Perdido Key. That video is on our Facebook page, sent in by a listener. Then they buzzed in the Super Delta, the beach pier. And, of course, people were having a blast, yelling and screaming. Woohoo! Because the shot from over the pier was amazing. And then we didn't know what was going to happen next. They were going west to east. You know, which is unusual. It's backwards of the normal smoke in the beach. And so we didn't know if they were going to go up to Palafox or not. I know a lot of people were camped out on Palafox waiting. As I said, where I live, we weren't sure what was going to happen. But then over the radio, we heard so we thought maybe they wouldn't do a Super Delta, which makes sense, okay? Because even just turning a formation like that between the Air Force and the Navy is not, like, they've never practiced that. They don't have a chance to practice that. It makes sense that they would pull away and detach into their two separate deltas, which is exactly what they did. But then the problem is they flew too far east. I saw them way off in the distance at the tree line. Like, I live where they almost always fly right over my house, or just about, which is a nice luxury. But they flew east of 110, and that means they flew right over the station, which, Bobby, did you get up on the roof yesterday?
I didn't. I forgot about it, and everybody was running. I was like, what's going on? They're like this. And by the time I realized, I could hear them coming. So I just ran out to the parking lot as fast as I could.
Which is, did anybody catch video of them on the roof?
Not that I've talked to.
Oh, how did that happen? Yeah. We would have had the best video.
It went literally right over the building.
Perfect. So it looks like we've got a picture. Somebody from the cat grabbed a picture, but... Oh, man, that's such a missed opportunity. Anyway, but they flew over the building. David, you got something for me?
I have a confession.
Oh, no. Oh,
I was on the roof yesterday, and I did not get video.
You're the news guy.
It was so bad. Here's the thing. They came flying over, and when they turned, it was so fast. I couldn't even get my camera pulled up on my phone in time.
All right, program director Bobby Rossi needs to have remedial camera training for the news team.
Fanboying instead of doing his job.
That's okay. Accurate.
That's right. You now have been officially reprimanded.
But then this was the sad part. With all the uncertainty about the timing and what direction they would go and where they would fly for sure, because nobody really knew, they flew so far east that they flew down, like, I guess Davis, basically, and then over Three Mile Bridge. And all the people lined up on Palifax are like, what about us? Oh, no. And the most common thing I saw yesterday, and this is sad because they're trying to do a good thing, and they did a good thing, and people on the beach got to see it. The most common comment that I saw on Facebook yesterday was, I waited an hour for that. I hate to see people disappointed on a good thing. You know what I mean? Because it's such an opportunity to do great. But
and the thing is, it's not like they weren't doing tricks. They were just flying.
And you know, I know people have this. Some people still think that the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds are going to do dogfighting demos or something at the. No, people, no.
That'd actually be pretty cool.
Yeah, but they can't do that. That would be completely unsafe.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, it'd be fabulous, and it'd be the last time either of them flies ever, right? Like, yeah. So they're not going to do that. I mean, yeah, it would be fun. You can fantasize, but no, it's not going to happen. So anyway, today the base is closed. The Thunderbirds practice at 1. You'll be able to watch them from peripheral areas or the water. Blue Angels fly at 2, practice today. Then tomorrow it's noon and 2 and the noon and 2 on Saturday. So that's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be fun. If you've never seen the Thunderbirds fly, it's a lot of fun. Plus, there's a couple of different two different F-35 demos, I think. The Air Force and I think the Navy have a separate one. 720 here on News Radio 92.3, informative. Local, dependable. If you are thinking about a different degree, a field, an occupation, you want to pick up a personal interest class in, I don't know, astronomy or physics or theater, or, you know, maybe you've got, like, you graduated and you never went back to school and got follow-on degrees, or, you know, like our family, all three of our boys, which I cannot believe I have a 16-year-old today. Oh, Halloween baby. The youngest is 16. It's crazy. 2018 and 16. Anyway, they have all either gone to or are going to PSC for dual enrollment. And if you don't know dual enrollment, it's very simple. If you're in high school, you can take college classes, get high school credit and college credit at the same time from teachers who are there to teach because, you know, junior college, state college, community college, whatever you want to think about it, they're there to teach primarily. So they're very good at it. And it's a, you know, get your feet wet situation for high school students, especially homeschoolers, you know, like my kids. They got great classroom experience before they went to university. And in the two older case, they went with a year and a half of credit for free, like no cost, not even for books. It's a great deal. So Pensacola State has all kinds of opportunities for you. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East, and the best disc golf course in the area in Milton. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Often the most unhealthy part of a person is their mind. People fantasize about life with a different spouse, or they entertain negative thoughts that often lead to depression, or some people think of themselves more highly than they ought. After all, no one knows what you're thinking unless you tell them. It's easy to keep secret the bad habits of the mind. Did you know that 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ? Beware of thinking on things that inhibit your spiritual growth or undermine your relationship with others. Instead, capture your thoughts and bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You'll be glad you did, and so will the people in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi,
I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
When it comes to enhancing your outdoor experience, you need a companion that can keep up. The Kubota RTV at Parrish is your ultimate utility vehicle for every adventure. Prepping your deer plot or hauling gear, the RTV delivers powerful performance and versatility. Starting at $15,499 cash with a $2,000 rebate. Financing available as low as $285 a month for 72 months. Get your Kubota RTV today and let Parrish Tractor show you why they're more than a tractor store. Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The theme music from Nightmare on Elm Street may not be the scariest music ever. It's a little bit like Vampire Dance Club. You know, it's 80s blood-sucking disco is kind of what that... Like if John Carpenter got in the mood to go clubbing. 726 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Halloween. Good to have you with us this morning on a Thursday. Bobby Ross is sitting in for John Pickens this morning. He's got traffic on the fives. Bobby?
This traffic update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. And right now we do have a report of an accident up in Cantonment on Highway 297 at the corner of Sandy Crest. And so be sure to... recognize that area. Also, the other big slowdowns going into the west gate of NES Pensacola is still about 10 miles an hour going over that way, and major slowdowns over an I-10 now headed eastbound before you get to Pensacola Boulevard. 19 mile an hour average speed limit according to the reports I'm getting right now. So
good times.
Big times. So, yeah, that's great. You're on I-10. You're going 75 and slam on the brakes because it's a big slowdown over there now.
Are you a drive around to keep driving? Or are you waiting?
No, I'm a driver. I got to keep moving.
I got
to
keep moving.
I don't care if it takes longer. I have to keep moving.
I hate it. Yeah, I'd rather take three times as long and feel like I'm going fast than get there faster but feel like I'm stuck in traffic.
That's how I am as well. Hey, early voting for September 5th. General elections is October 21st through November 2nd, so you got a few more days. 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For early voting locations, go to votesantarosa.gov.
Was that the I-10 coming up to 29 you were talking about?
Yes.
That's, oh, yeah, and so now 29 south of 9 Mile is screwed up, too, because of the workaround traffic. So, happy days.
happy days. Yes.
All right. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
A Pennsylvania court is ordering Elon Musk to defend his million-dollar giveaway ahead of the upcoming election. Musk was ordered to attend a court hearing in Philadelphia today as part of a lawsuit seeking to stop his political action committee from awarding those checks to registered voters in battleground states. The Grammys are going to have a new home starting in 2027. The Recording Academy and Disney Plus have now agreed to a 10-year deal for the award show. The Grammys have been on CBS now for more than five decades, but starting in 2027.
You all right there? Got a sudden attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody dumped pollen in your eye.
Starting in 2027.
Actually, I thought that was his reaction. Just
the Grammys. Like, the story's so funny.
The Grammys. Like, oh,
God, they're so ridiculous.
Pay attention to that anymore.
Immediate allergic reaction. Hey, and I know that you've probably mentioned this more than once, but I have to talk about it. Donald Trump going to his rally in Green Bay yesterday in a garbage truck all decked out with Trump banners on it.
Begin by saying 250 million Americans are not garbage.
It's his Halloween costume.
Oh, man. And then the reflective vest.
Oh, God. He is the best troll ever.
Yes.
Best troll
Absolutely.
Ever. In the Trump white garbage truck where the first line is,
"How do you like my garbage truck?"
But, you know, he wasn't the only one riding around in a garbage truck yesterday, too. Vivek Ramaswamy was.
Oh, was he?
And he was actually going around with them collecting garbage.
Oh, all right. So, very
just,
good.
Just interesting.
Meanwhile, I don't think this was yesterday. This might have been over the weekend, but I just saw it for the first time yesterday. You ever have a moment where you try to do something cool and it completely flops on you? Kamala Harris at a rally. They're all chanting her name. Listen to how.
Mothers and grandmothers.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the one I meant to play. Oh, I'm not going to get to play it. I don't have time to play it. All right, here goes. So they're chanting, and her answer is.
Okay, now I want each of you to shout your own name. Do that. Because it's about all of us. It's about all of us. And listen.
Total dead silence. What?
That didn't work.
What? Who are you again? No.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. New Fox polls show Vice President Harris ahead in Michigan, former President Trump ahead in North Carolina, and a tie in Pennsylvania, if you include third-party ballots on those third-party candidates on those ballots. Trump, meantime, sat in a customized garbage truck in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
A comment on the president calling Trump supporters garbage, then saying he was only talking about a Trump rally comedian calling Puerto Rico garbage. Vice President Harris in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy from within.
She campaigns in Arizona and Nevada today, Trump in New Mexico, then Arizona. The North Korean military launched its first intercontinental ballistic missile test since December, a weapon theoretically capable of reaching the United States mainland. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. Make that mostly cloudy skies. It is 75 degrees. Well, with an intense presidential election currently underway, a lot of people have already cast their ballots at early voting sites. Many more waiting for Election Day. There have been a few isolated incidents across the country of voter intimidation, including one in Neptune Beach, where an 18-year-old is accused of threatening two elderly voters with a machete.
There's several forms of intimidation. It can be everything from the use of weapons or just screaming at people, trying to keep them from going into the polling stations.
And that is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. He tells Channel 3 it's not something that's going to happen in his county. He says he's got deputies near every polling station ready to respond quickly. There's 6 early voting locations in Santa Rosa County. There's 10 in Escambia County. Well, the mother that was charged as an accomplice after her son shot and killed a woman in a local Home Depot store will have video evidence in her case thrown out. Sheila Agee was in court yesterday. Her attorneys filed a motion to dismiss video of her attending a balloon release for the victim, Brooklyn Sims, as well as police body cam video. The state did agree to toss that evidence, but said it could be used at sentencing if she were to be convicted. Another motion to toss out a series of text messages was denied. Prosecutors say Agee encouraged and helped her son, Keith Agee, murder Sims in August of last year. A canine officer in Escambia County, Alabama, has died after being left in a hot vehicle. The deputy in charge of the dog was fired after an investigation. The sheriff's office says that happened on October 11th. The deputy had reportedly finished a night shift and left the dog in the vehicle. The dog had died by the time he woke up. An investigation is ongoing. Officials say that will be presented to a grand jury for further review. New red light cameras being installed soon in Pensacola.
9th and Bayou will be first, which is actually our number one intersection.
Yeah,
maybe, I don't know. Right. I think that's coincidental, but it's our number one for the last 10 years incidents and injuries. And then 9th and Fairfield, the east and west bound on Fairfield will be the next one.
And that is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He says the cameras are not intended to be a revenue driver for the city, but to cut down on accidents at the most dangerous intersections. He says, regardless of what you see on social media, the cameras are not going to be activated immediately. And Reeves also says there will be a grace period before any tickets start going out. Florida lawmakers are part of a bipartisan effort to help the state's farmers rebuild after recent storms. Marco Rubio announcing yesterday that he and Congressman Scott Franklin and other lawmakers from both the Democrat and Republican parties sent a letter to U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. They'd like him to declare a federal agriculture disaster from Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Lawmakers estimate the total amount of crops and infrastructure lost in Florida could be as much as $2.5 billion. In their letter to Vilsack, the lawmakers wrote that it's their responsibility to work with the USDA to best assist the producers who feed the nation. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Bobby, what are you seeing?
We have a track report over on Highway 297 up in Cantonment on the corner of Sandcrest. And also, we've got major slowdowns on I-10 East right now headed towards Highway 29 right before Pensacola Boulevard. I'm getting the traffic now I had to double check. 12 miles an hour is the average speed on I-10 East. So, yeah, and I don't have a report of an accident. It might just be, I guess it's just the, the on-ramp going the opposite direction is closed. So I don't know why it'd be that way, but apparently, so if you know of an accident, please text it in to us, 850-437-1620. Also, you have slowdowns going on to the west gate of NES Pensacola. That's down about 8 miles an hour, which that's kind of a normal thing, though. All right, this is News Radio 923. Once again, 850-437-1620 if you have any traffic tips for us.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day for your Halloween. Temperatures warming up near 80 degrees with some clouds in the skies. 10% chance of a stray sprinkle, otherwise cloudy skies with temperatures dropping overnight near 70 degrees. For Friday, plenty of sunshine, 10% chance of rain, high near 81. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 66 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 75 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. We've got 70 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Being released later this morning, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index for September. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect that the PCE grew by 0.2% on a monthly basis and 2.1% from a year earlier. Data drops in 10 minutes. Elon Musk must attend an emergency court hearing in Philadelphia today regarding his political action committee awarding $1 million prizes to registered voters in Pennsylvania. The lawsuit accuses Musk and the PAC of operating an illegal lottery and trying to influence voters in the presidential election. Starbucks will eliminate the extra charge for dairy alternatives after years of pleading from customers. The surcharge can reach up to 80 cents in some markets. In recent months, the coffee chain's higher prices have scared away some of its occasional customers. Futures are moderately lower ahead of key inflation data. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 91, the NASDAQ down 104. That's Your Money Now.
Are you tired of politicians who are more focused on their own careers than the people they serve? Well, so am I. I'm Gay Vallemont, and I'm running for Congress to bring accountability back to District 1. While my opponent is busy with scandals, I'm focused on lowering costs, improving health care, and protecting our rights. I believe in putting people first, and I'll work for you every day, not just when the cameras are on. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Vallemont, and let's bring real leadership back to Washington.
Paid for by Gay Vallemont for Congress.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Please join Ashner and Avant Health 65 Plus today for Pep Talk.
Dawn Dorman and Sarah Kay will discuss social isolation with older adults during the holidays. Tune in and text or call with your questions for Ochsner Navant Health 65 Plus. For more information, find them at Facebook at Ochsner 65. That's O-C-H-S-N-E-R 65.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, everybody. This is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest-growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
Guy Benson.
There is a discernible shift, it would seem, toward Donald Trump, where he is now leading in a number of these national polls.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
And the Real Clear Politics average nationally is almost exactly tied. The swing states are looking extremely tight, but maybe with a little red tilt.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
There is some construction underway. It is our duty and obligation to the citizen to let them know when, well in advance, when these things are going to get enforced.
So that's Mayor D.C. Reeves talking during the press conference. Of course, we talked with him about this yesterday as well, that the red light cameras are coming, but not yet. Okay, it's not like it's going to be next week. Just there's a little bit of construction work that's being done at 9th Avenue and Bayou and at 9th Avenue and Fairfield. They don't have a timeline yet. They will let us know as soon as they actually have one. Mike Wood is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us now as he does every single Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you and good morning.
Is that, yeah, thank you. Good morning to you. Is that basically where we're at that you just don't really know? I thought we had been still waiting on equipment. As far as you know, are we now, like, we have the equipment, it's just installation that we're waiting on?
Some of it is in, and you're right, we were waiting on equipment and other logistical, there were other logistical reasons why we were slow in getting this project going. But they are, two intersections are in progress now, and we'll have those up and running very soon.
Okay, all right, very good. And it'll be those two intersections first, and then the other three intersections subsequently, and obviously lots of lead time, and as the mayor was emphatic to say yesterday, a kind of a grace period where we do warnings instead of actual pay tickets, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly how it's going to do. And we do that all the time when new things are coming, such as the red light cameras, such as the new camping ordinance and things. Anytime you have something new, that we're going to make sure people are aware of it, do a lot of media campaigning with it, and just stopping people and warning them before tickets are written. So that's not something we're just not going to come out swinging a hammer and writing tickets. But and one other thing I want to say about red light cameras is we hope that they are a deterrent is what they're out there for, but we hope they don't make a dime.
Right.
And, you know, there's some people that are opposed to red light cameras, and we can certainly understand that. But if you don't want, you know, they say they're revenue makers and that sort of thing. So all you got to do is not run the red light,
yep,
and they won't make a dime.
It is the
easiest.
So we're
hoping that's going to be the end result.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it is to counteract that, is to not run the red lights. We want them there as a deterrent, and hopefully the injuries from accidents at the intersections where they're going are going to go way, way down. That's the object.
Absolutely. You know, the old expression is two things in life are given, death and taxes. Well, I'll tell you what, you can't avoid paying your taxes, but you can 100% avoid paying the red light camera fee, because all you got to do is not run a red light. I mean, it's really that simple. You guys had, your officers had an encounter that could have been awful. And it's really a contrast with another situation that happened here locally involving somebody coming to the door with a gun. Now, we all know, you know, I think by now what happened in Okaloosa County, this horrible situation where an airman wound up getting shot because he came to the door, you know, with a gun, pointed down the officer saying he was afraid for his life, wound up shooting and killing him. Now he's been terminated, facing charges. And all, I mean, it's awful. But your officers had a situation that it went very differently. But tell me what happened, because I think it's amazing that it turned out this way.
Yeah, a couple of things to note here before I let you know what happened is, you know, a lot of times things happen, incidents happen, and the first thing that people want to say is that the officers weren't untrained, they need better training, they acted too quickly. You know, it's in police work, we do get trained. We're constantly in training, and we have to make split-second decisions, and that's something that has to be done almost every day. So what happened here on Sunday night at the Carlton Palms Apartments on Garden Street, officers responded to a disturbance. When they got to the door of the apartment, they could hear a lot of yelling going on inside. The officer knocked on the door, announced that they were the police, and a male opened the door yelling at them, and he had a gun in his hand. That gun was then aimed toward the officers, and the officers had to make that split-second decision. They chose to retreat to cover as they were yelling commands for him to drop that weapon. Simultaneously, and fortunately, the individual did as they asked and dropped the weapon, and they were able to make that arrest without further incident.
Wow. I mean, thank God it turned out that way. But, did he know they were police when he was pointing the gun at them? Do we have a reason to think that it was obvious to him that they were cops?
Yes. I mean, they were in uniform, and they yelled multiple times that they were police officers while banging on the door. They knew there was an active disturbance obviously going on the other side of that door. So we're just glad things happened the way they did. And again, the officer had to make a split-second decision, and fortunately things turned out to where no one was injured.
Oh, my God. Because, look, the way it turned out, I'm so glad. But, you know, this could very easily have wound up with a dead cop. And because of that restraint, which turns out to have been the right move, but man, have you talked to them? Do you know if in their minds the Okaloosa County incident was in the back of their minds, or have you had a chance to talk to them about what was going on when they restrained themselves?
No, I haven't. But you know, you don't have time in a situation like that. You don't have time to think about anything except that split second decision, because you know, if you hesitate, it could cost the officer his or her life. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, if they're able to make sure no one gets hurt, and that includes the person with the gun, that's obviously the route that we want to go. Sometimes police work can get ugly, and sometimes we have no other choice. But fortunately, this time things worked out well.
I'm trying to imagine it because, you know, I did I've done a couple of the simulations, and I've done it, you know, the Scammy Sheriff's new operation. But when I was at Milton one time and we got a chance to do their simulator, and the bad guy had his hands reached behind his back and grabbed a gun, and I shot him twice. And I was really proud of my reaction time and everything else. I can't imagine being in a real situation where a guy grabs a gun, points it at you, is yelling, there's a disturbance, points it at you, and you retreat to cover. Anything could happen in that moment. That is unbelievable. Mike Wood, Public Information Officer for PPD, hang on for just a second. We got John Pickens is out today. We got Bobby Rossi sitting in with traffic on the fives. Bobby?
This traffic update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And we have an accident over on Highway 297 in Cantonment at the corner of Sandcrest and NES Pensacola. Westgate backed up to Barrancas and is about 8 miles an hour. Front gate backed up to Gulf Beach Highway as well. And then, of course, we have the bad traffic on I-10 East right now. Slowdowns as slow as 8 miles an hour as you approach Pine Forest Road and Pensacola Boulevard. And I got a report. There's no accident. It's just due to construction.
Thanks. That's the best. All right, Bobby. Thanks so much for the update. Back to Mike Wood. Mike, I am floored by this response. You know, there was a couple of years ago, I remember it was in the middle of all of the like race riot, George Floyd kind of stuff. And I remember specifically there had been so many reports of various police involved shootings. And you guys had an incident where a cop was getting hit and beat up basically in an incident where he was fully justified in shooting the bad guy. And he didn't. He just subdued him physically. And I remember I did a report for the National News. I did it for Fox. And I said, in Pensacola, a police officer restrains himself from using deadly force. And I thought, because we never hear that story. You know what I mean? That was news. And they aired it. And I thought that was good. But this is one of those stories. Like, this is an amazing restraint story, right?
Yeah, you know, I keep up with the news cycle. That's pretty much a huge part of my job, listening to incidents in other places. And, you know, you always hear about when things go bad. You always hear about either when the officer gets shot or they have to shoot someone.
Yeah.
You don't ever hear about it when things go good. And things went very well that night for our officers and for the suspect that was involved. And I think it's very important to bring that out when good things happen. You know, it's not going to make headline news, but people still need to know that the officers that we have at the Pensacola Police Department are very well trained. They have to make those split-second decisions, and this is one of the times that they made the right decision and no one got hurt.
Well, I know that PNJ and Channel 3, they listen to the show, and I hope that they're listening, or I hope you guys reach out to them and work it up, because, you know, a story that PNJ prints or a story that Channel 3 prints has a, you know, much better likelihood of matriculating up to the national, and I would love for that to be a national story, just of a, you know, restraint and a good side rather than something else. So anyway, you know, here's hoping. my fellow members of the national news media, maybe not always you know, the best at this stuff, but I know our locally will do a good job with it. One of the things I also wanted to talk with you about is just Halloween safety, because today is Halloween. I know we talked to the sheriff about it and we're running those spots, but running those audio clips, but we can't remind people too many times. There are so many ways that Halloween can become a disaster. Can you maybe just take a second or two and talk about ways to keep your kids safe and things parents and drivers and homeowners and everybody should be doing tonight just to make sure this is an all-good holiday for folks?
Yes, and we talk about this every year, and we can't talk about it enough. The thing is to keep the kids safe. This is a happy occasion for them. Go trick-or-treating in neighborhoods that you're familiar with. Try to go as early as you can. You know, everybody likes to go after dark, and that's okay too. But when you do that, only approach homes where the light is on. And obviously the people inside are going to welcome the trick-or-treaters. The bright costumes, parents or an adult needs to go with them to make sure they're okay and to inspect everything that they got. And for motorists in the areas, in these subdivisions, please drive slow. Treat every subdivision this evening as a school zone, but not only when you're going forward, but when you're backing out of driveways as well.
Amen. And by the way, we don't call it candy inspection. We call it candy tax in our house. You know, that you inspect it in order to make sure that the wrong ones wind up in the right mouth. You take a little bit of
that. Yeah, exactly. I did that with my kids. Yeah, that's right. If they brought home a Heath bar, that's coming to me.
Yeah, you don't get to keep the Almond Joys or the Snickers. I mean, some of them, but not all of them. Mike, last question I always like to ask, is there a cop myth or a did you know from this week that you think of?
Yeah, and before I get to it, it's a did you know. And before I get to it, we were talking about the Bearcat last week, and I forgot to mention something that was hugely important. That's the fact that Sheriff Simmons and his command staff have always come to our aid when we needed a armored vehicle. Mm. They did it for many years, and we appreciate that. And, you know, if theirs is ever up on the rack getting an oil change and an emergency happens in the county, we're ready to return that favor with ours.
Oh, no, that's a great note. And it hits at the, you know, the cooperation and the jurisdictional sharing that basically you guys in ECSO go. Thank you. I appreciate that note. That's a good note. What's your did you know or your cop
myth? Tell me what you think when you hear Bearcat. What is that? Is that a brand? Is that
that's a donut.
You know, something.
I think of bear claw. That's what I think of. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I think of. I think I hear bear claw in my head because I'm always hungry.
Okay. Well, here's a small fact that this is going to make everybody's day, I'm sure. And there's a lot of sarcasm there. But Bearcat is actually a brand. You know, it's like when people say jet skis, you know, jet skis that doesn't cover all of them. That's the brand, and Bearcat is as well, but it's also an acronym, and that Bearcat stands for Ballistic Engineered Armored Response Counterattack Truck.
Huh.
There you go.
So Bearcat isn't just a label. It's actually the acronym crafted to sound super cool.
Yes, it is. It's a brand for one company that makes those armored vehicles, but at the same time, it's an acronym as well.
If you can ever figure out who came up with that acronym for Bearcat, those need to be the people in charge of naming the bills in Congress. Because that would be, they come up with all these goofy names that are so misleading, and that one's actually on point for what the thing actually is. That's great. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
7:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board, District 4.
With Cybersecurity Awareness Month winding down, LifeLock wants to remind you to update your software. These updates are used to patch up security issues that identity thieves can exploit to gain access to your personal info. But for comprehensive identity theft protection, there's LifeLock. LifeLock alerts you to more uses of your personal info and fixes identity theft issues that arise. Start your 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Candyman, 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 Candyman. Candyman. Oh, you chicken! You have to do it 5 times.
Okay, be honest. Are you creeped out a little bit? All of those movies brought back to you all in one day. Happy Halloween, 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Oh, we got it. There you go.
Hello? There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will be campaigning in Arizona today for their Halloween. Harris is holding a rally in Phoenix. She'll have the Mexican-American band Los Tigres del Norte at her rally, and Trump holding a rally in Glendale today, and apparently Tucker Carlson will be making an appearance at his. A federal judge says a woman that accused Sean Diddy Combs of sexual assault will not be able to move forward with a civil lawsuit under a pseudonym. The Tennessee woman filed that lawsuit as Jane Doe earlier this month. She says she was raped by Combs in 2004, but this week the judge gave her until November 13th to refile the lawsuit under her actual name. And the Los Angeles Dodgers celebrating their World Series victory today with a parade. Well, they'll be celebrating it with the parade on Friday. I'm sorry. That parade will be in downtown Los Angeles at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I may have to talk about this more tomorrow, but I have to apologize to you all. I gave you the opposite advice of what I should have said. Talking about Amendment 1, where we're going to partisan elections and school boards, I have completely reversed my position based upon what my wife reminded me of, which is if we go to partisan elections and school boards, then you're going to have it be like the county commission races where it's only the Republicans voting and picking a plurality winner winds up winning the election. No! Right now the system is that if you have a four-way race, the top two, if you don't have a majority, goes to the general election. You have a runoff, which is the better system. So I am now a hard no on Amendment 1. Sorry.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Another Wawa gas station has been approved for Escambia County. We'll have more on that right after Fox News, local news at 8:05.